Hello, this is Paula Matthews for Epic Books and Cafe Discussion. Today is Monday, July 21st, and I state the date because yesterday, which was Sunday, I released a video teaching on YouTube entitled, Who is on the Lord's Side? I thought I was done with that message. However, this morning, while going over some notes from last week, I realized that the Lord had more to say because the Lord was talking about the realities of Christianity in America and how we have sided with the enemy against God and even against this nation. And in fact, I read a prophecy from my book entitled Break Forth, Fulfilling God's Dominion Mandate. And here the prophecy, basically the Lord talked about Christians in America as being codependent and co-conspirators with the kingdom of darkness. The Lord said that we sat back and went along with whatever was offered to us on a silver platter. What we consumed poisoned our souls and weakened our nation. He also said that filth and corruption would be the demise of America, and that's where we are today. Now, I have to explain to you how some of this came about. Back in June, in fact, it was a Sunday message I gave on June 22nd, the Lord had me announce that his kingdom is here. He said it was a new order of things. He said there will be war as the world systems continue to battle against the Lord's anointed. The kingdom will arise increasing in power. It cannot be stopped. And the Lord concluded by saying men must change or be destroyed. Now, that's the message. So because of it, we have to question as believers and Christians, are we on the Lord's side? Are we really on God's side? And that's a question because we're in a day where there is so much deception that people think they're doing right when they're wrong. They're doing things according to the flesh, how they feel, what they think, what's popular in the culture. And that is the issue. Because in this day and season, we're getting ready for the return of Jesus Christ. We have to be believers. And you may recall there was a scripture, I do believe it was in Luke 18, where the Lord said, will there be faith when the Son of Man returns to the earth? Meaning there's going to be so much commotion, so much injustice, so many things going on in the culture of the world systems that faith is going to be a rarity. And so we have to understand that when we're looking at that, what actually is going on here is God is wanting to know who's actually working for him and who's working against him. And according to what he's giving me prophecy-wise, he's saying that the church of all people, the people of God, are working against him. So what God is saying in America, we've taken sides with the world, whether they be Democrats, Republicans, the right, the left, for or against Donald Trump. The Lord said he's not in those arguments. Now hear me and hear me clearly. The Lord says those arguments are a distraction from the kingdom agenda. So if you're looking for promises to be fulfilled by God, if you're looking for being part even of the wealth transfer that the Lord has promised, you're being distracted. These things are throwing you off so that you don't get what God said is rightly yours in this season. So we're not in these conversations. In fact, according to 2 Corinthians 10 and verses 3 and 5, it says, for though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Now, that's what the Lord is saying. Instead of getting in all these conversations, picking sides, left versus right, up versus down, we're supposed to be standing with every argument and bringing it into submission to the Word of God and the kingdom of God principles. But that's not what's happening. And the Lord said, because of it, we're not really on his side. So let me read. I like how the Message Bible puts it. It says, the world is unprincipled. It's a dog eat dog out there. The world doesn't fight fair, but we don't live or fight our battles in that way. Never have and never will. The tools of our trade aren't for marketing or manipulation. They are for demolishing the entire massively corrupt culture. We use our powerful God tools for smashing warped philosophies, tearing down barriers erected against the truth of God, fitting every loose thought and emotion and impulse into the structure of a life shaped by Christ. Our tools are ready at hand for clearing the ground of every obstruction and building lives of obedience into maturity. That says it plainly. our words, our arguments should be bringing things under the subjection of Jesus Christ and what God says, not taking side of what one man says versus another man, or what one thought is versus another thought. No, we're not in that fight. Our fight is to get people saved. We tell them the truth of God's word, nothing more. And it's interesting because we forget that we are ambassadors of Christ. That is what we are. We've been given the ministry of reconciliation, and we are ambassadors. And ambassadors tell people how things are done in their kingdom. You don't get in that fight what they do. You tell them how things are done in our kingdom. And that's what we should be doing, giving God's side on every argument. Now, last week, I joined an international prayer group that's focusing on the recovery, restoration, and revival of God's kingdom worldwide. So this is a 24-hour prayer group. On the last count, there were like 170-some nations involved. And so I've been praying with them. So I pray with them for 1 hour a week. Now, we've been praying against the corruption in the nations, at the same time praying for the glory of God to take over. As I was praying last week, for almost an hour of praying in the Spirit, the Lord said, "I'd rather that all men pray, lifting up holy hands without wrath and doubting." Beloved, this is almost a direct quote of 1 Timothy 3:8. The Lord was saying all this corruption now, he's putting this succinctly, that the corruption is because of the wrath and the confusion among people. That's causing the corruption. That's part of the cause of the corruption. But he's saying, rather than having us fight with one another, colluding against one another, being conspirators against one another, and against the kingdom and against the people, he says he would rather that people lift up their hands in prayer, lifting up holy hands without wrath and with doubting. And so I heard this in my spirit, and almost immediately I was reminded of the words of Jesus, what he said in Matthew chapter 5, verses 22 and 24, where he said, "If any man has aught against another, leave the gift at the altar and make peace with that person." Okay, what he's saying is, if you're caught up in an argument with someone, your prayers won't be answered. Your offering won't be acceptable. So what you need to do before offering anything to God, whether it's a prayer or your money or your tithes or anything, you need to make peace. So if you're fighting against a left or the right, or Democrats or Republicans, Trump or no Trump, then you will have a problem. Then you are out of sync with God, unable to get a prayer through. Why? Because you're out of the kingdom and you're in the world. You're out of sync with God's kingdom promises. You're out of sync with the word of God. And we got to be on the right side of God's justice. And if you're accusing someone, if you're pointing fingers at someone and not doing what God says and speaking the word of God over the situation, then you're out of order. And so don't expect your prayers to be answered. As Mark 11:24 says, if you do not forgive, God will not forgive you. People, God, this is Christianity 101. God has said that many of you are not heeding what you've been taught. Consequently, you're not on the Lord's side as you suppose. It's time to repent. Now, this message continues. The Lord brought up the fact that many of you are fasting to stop someone, to control someone, to manipulate people and opinions. This is to make strife, to debate, to smite with the fist of wickedness, as the Lord admonishes people against doing so in Isaiah 58:4. That's the spirit of Jezebel. Remember what she did to Nabal. Set up a whole scenario against him for the purpose of taking his land. She didn't take it directly. She set up a council against him to show him in the wrong. It was all a lie, false accuser. If you're doing that, repent in the name of Jesus. As people of God, we have one main assignment: to spread the gospel, the good news of God's kingdom. Not spreading news reports, rumors, lies, or gossip about what people are saying, what we've heard in the public square, or what are people doing that aren't even saved. Ask yourself, are you doing these things? If you are, then you really aren't on God's side. It's time to repent. Now, here's also what the Lord said. He says, we honor him with our lips, but our hearts are far from him. How many times is this quoted in the Bible? Isaiah 29:13, Matthew 15:8. Mark 7:6, God has repeatedly said this to his people, even today. He said it because many of us don't understand that our prayers are not being answered because we're not honoring God with our hearts. We said that yesterday's message when we were talking about the Judas. And I mentioned how in the movie The Chosen, Jesus asked him, who has his heart? And he said, God doesn't. And that's crazy, because we know that Judas was a disciple. He was a follower. How could you be a follower of Jesus Christ for 3 years and God not have your heart? There was something else in his heart that he put above God. Those arguments against God should have been cast down even in his own heart. And there's one final reason the Lord said. He said many of his people are sick and dying. He says because you're not discerning his body. And now in 1 Corinthians 11:30, it tells us that when people take communion unworthily, he talks about not discerning the body of Christ. And there's so many of you fighting against people who are in the body. You're fighting against people who say they love God, and yet you have no fear. And he's saying that many of you are sick and even dying because you're not discerning who's in the body. You're just treating everybody like they're the same. Because of it, the Lord says, your words are stout against me. Now, beloved, it's time for each of us to examine to see if we are in the faith, because we are in the season of God's justice, and he will reward each of us according to our persistence. In other words, according to our habits. What do we always do? What do we always think and react to? What is that hot button that the enemy can push? That's how he's going to reward us. And he said, his kingdom is here, and indeed it is a new order of all things. But really, it should not be new to those who call themselves Christians. However, the warning is clear. The Lord said, men must change or be destroyed, because you will not be able to withstand what is coming up on the earth. So we must repent today in Jesus' name. That's the message. Are we really on God's side? This has been Paula Matthews for Epic Books and Cafe. Until next time. This is Paula Matthews. In addition to our podcast at epicbooksandcafe.com, we also can be found on Apple Podcasts and also Spotify. In addition, I do a Sunday live broadcast every Sunday morning at 11:30 on YouTube. Subscribe to our channels and be in tune with what God is saying. We'll see you there.